aggrieved by her husband's behavior with another, the she-goat thought that the he-goat was not actually her friend, but was hard-hearted and was her friend only for the time being. Therefore, because her husband was lusty, she left him and returned to her former maintainer. Purport. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. The word swaminam is significant. Swami means caretaker or master. Devayani was cared for by Śukrāchārya before her marriage. And after her marriage, she was cared for by Jajāti. But here the word swaminam indicates that Devayani left the protection of her husband, Jajāti, and returned to her former protector, Śukrāchārya. Vedic civilization recommends that a woman stay under the protection of a man. During childhood, she should be cared for by her father, in youth by her husband, and in old age by a grown-up son. In any stage of life, a woman should not have independence. Tough purport. Om Ajñānate Virandhasya Jñānañjana Salakaya Chakshur Jinimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Bhutair Mahadevi Yaima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Yadamo Supurusam. Nirmaya Sete Yadamo Supurusam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in Bhagavat Mahapurana, 10 subject matter has been discussed. Atra sarga visargascha asthanam poshana utaya manamantar isanu katha nirodha mukti asraya. So 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is isanu katha. Is means the master or the lord, and anu means follower, his devotee. So actually Bhagavatam is the pastime of the lord and his devotee. Here this pastime of Maharaj Jati is also a pastime of a great devotee. In this particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Jati speaking to his wife Devyani, although he is speaking a rupak, what is it called in English? The rupak? Allegory, right? Earlier, whenever people had to say something, they used to say in this form to make other understand. We know about Puranjan Katha, that is also allegory. Then Hiranyakashipu also was preaching to his mother and other. He also spoke an allegory. So this way earlier people used to you know, say something in indirect sense. Many times in poetry form, like I remember one, and if you can guess it, try. It is in Hindi. Ek ne mara ek ko, do mare sandesh. Maran wala tam mara, jab teen gaye pardesh. Ek ne mara ek ko, do mare sandesh. One killed one, and two died when they heard. Maran wala tam mara, the killer, well, the first person, died when he heard, teen gaye pardesh, when three went to forest. It's clear? This is about Maharaj Dasarath. Ek ne mara ek ko. Maharaj Dasarath, by mistake, killed Sravana Kumar. Right? Or do mare sandesh. And his mother, father, when they heard that Sravana Kumar is killed, then they died. Maran wala tam mara, one who killed Sravana Kumar, that is Maharaj Dasarath, tam mara, jab teen gaye pardesh, when Ram, Lakshman and Sita went to forest, then he died. Right? So people need to tell this kind of story, and you know, Bhagavata is from village. So in village, they, when they sit, they talk. They have nothing much to talk, but talk about Ram and Krishna. Of course, nowadays TV is there and they watch TV and radio. But earlier it was not like that. It was very simple life. People, they talk about the Lord and tell so many stories. But everything has some meaning. It was just not meaningless. Even when we were a small child, the grandmother used to tell some story. But that has a meaning. Everything has some meaning. So life was filled with meaning earlier age. So this allegory, what Maharaj Jati is saying, is of none but his own. Of his own life he is talking about. Maharaj Jati actually got this lesson from Maharaj Jadu. When he was cursed to, you know, he can, by Sukracharya, that he can get his youth back if he trades it or somebody gives him. So he went to his son Anas, and eldest son was Maharaj Jadu. So when he asked Maharaj Jadu for the youth, Maharaj Jadu refused him. But he knew very well why is he refusing. He knew the purpose of human life is not sense gratification. But purpose of human life is janmalabha parapunsaha antahanarayana smriti. The purpose of human life is for preparation. And preparation of what? Antahanarayana smriti. So that at the time of death, we can remember Narayan and go back home, back to Godhead. That is the purpose of human life. If we see, the whole society was divided in this way. The whole Varnashram system was arranged such a way that one gets the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. And Maharaj Jajati was at the time when he had grown up son. Now it was time for him to take banaprastha. But instead of taking banaprastha, seamlessly he asks his sons to give the youth so that he can enjoy. Of course, nowadays one can say, well, he was very honest. He was honest that he was not satisfied and he could not control his senses. So he was honest. What was wrong in that? He asked his son. But by that time he should have, you know, worked out such a way that the time for banaprastha. That is the only best thing one can do. That when time comes, one should take banaprastha. So Maharaj Yadu would not have any problem to give his life if Maharaj Jajati wanted to use that time in Bhagavad Bhajan, in serving the Lord. Then he did not. But he knew the purpose. Narhari Prabhu. Are you here? Okay. So he knew the purpose, that why he wanted my youth. He wanted the youth for sense gratification. But if he wanted that youth to chant Hare Krishna, then he had no problem. So Maharaj Yadu was not ordinary. Therefore, I mean, one way this whole section of Maharaja Jati is the base of 10th canto Bhagavatam. Maharaj Parikshit, you know, he asked the question to Sukhdev Goswami, said, Kathito Vansavistaro Bhavatam Somasurjayo Ragya Cha Ubhayavansanam Charitam Param Adbhutam. Ubhayavansanam, both Suryavans and Chandravans. They had many kings. I mean, Maharaj Parikshit is asking, Kathito Vansavistaro, please describe in detail about the dynasty of, he said, Soma Surjayo. He didn't say, you know, I mean, Suryavans or Chandravans, there are two dynasty. He said, Soma Surjayo, because Lord was to appear. Krishna came in Chandravansa and Lord Ram came in Suryavansa. So, just by this word Soma Surjayo, he indicates that I want to hear about Lord Krishna and all his, you know, previous descendants. So, although there are many kings in both, Ragyam cha Ubhayavansanam, both, you know, dynasty is very powerful because all the king, they were charitam param adbhutam. Their charitra is adbhut charitra. It's a wonderful life. It's not ordinary life. Therefore he wanted to hear, you know, about this. And then next verse he said, Yadushcha dharmasilasya nitaram munisattama. O Munisattama, O Sukadeva Goswami. Maharaj Yadu was dharmasilasya. He knew the principle of religion so nicely. Therefore, the Lord along with the elder brother Balaram appeared in that dynasty of Maharaj Yadu. And I want to hear, and many places this word Yadu have been used in 10th canto by Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. And he said, dharmasilasya, was not ordinary. So he refusing his father was according to a scriptural evidence that this life is not meant for sense gratification, but this life is meant for self-realization. Why should we waste this life? Therefore, he refused. And that hit in the head of Maharaja Jati. So one place he has a heart and other place the brain. I mean, he was not certified. From heart he wanted to certify his senses. But he did understand. Many a time we know what we should do. But we fail. Because our senses are so grossly attached for the sense gratification that we know this is wrong, but still we do. So that word of Maharaj Jadu really worked. So after he realized that, you know, he has been using his senses for sense gratification for so long, hundreds of years. Still, he is not certified. And senses cannot be certified. Therefore, he is doing actually his dharma. The duty of a husband is to take his wife back home, back to Godhead. Pati na sasyat. He is not the husband if he cannot deliver his wife or his dependent. So in this chapter, we see that how so nicely, you know, he explained this allegory, and through this, towards the end, he said, "Oh my dear sweetheart, Sarmista, and through Devayani, there's none but us, you and me. We have tried. Look how seamlessly I got the youth from our son, my son, to enjoy. Still I am not happy." And thus he developed renunciation and he went and performed tapasya. And he had darshan and he went back home, back to Godhead. Same with Devayani also. Virajya prap krishnam sa Devayani api satatha. He gave up. Along with his wife Devayani, they performed tapasya and prapya krishnam, they obtained Krishna. So that's the perfection of life. So Maharaj Jati, you know, he did the right thing. He did the right thing by telling this story. One can be happy. I mean, Varnashram system, again I want to go back. The Varnashram system was arranged such a way that everyone can be happy. The man can be happy and the woman can be happy. If we follow Varnashram system. Like first ashram is Brahmachari ashram. Whether Brahmachari or Brahmacharini, both have training. They need training. Not only women need protection, the man also need protection. Although Manusmriti and everywhere it says that women require protection, man also require protection. Both. One Mahatma says that the woman, they have heart, and the man, they have brain. So Krishna has arranged such a nice combination of heart and brain. So woman, because of their heart, more heart and less brain, they get confused many a time. And so are the man. Many times they have intelligent, but they are very less heart. Therefore, they also get bewildered. Look at Mother Sita. Mother Sita is Jagat Janani. She is the wife of Lord Ram. When Ravan came, although Lakshmana had told her not to cross the Lakshmana Rekha, but still, because of womanly weakness or weakness of the motherly heart, she crossed that. And what happened? We know. Therefore, Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita, he talks that adharma, when adharma comes, it pollutes the woman. So it's easy for woman to be polluted by adharma than the man. But that does not mean the man will not get polluted. They also get polluted. Therefore, both of them require protection. Both of them require protection. So, varnashram system is arranged in that way. That first 25 years of life, the brain is very fertile. You know, whatever we do in childhood, we remember till life. And in childhood, earlier, like brahmachari, to go to Gurukula, study under the direction of Guru. And the girl were trained up very nicely how to be chaste to her husband by her action, by her word, by her body, in every way. And thus when proper time came, then since both of them were trained up, it was a very nice combination. Therefore, after marriage, that household life is the household life where Harikatha goes on. Like Narad Muni tells Maharaj Yudhishthir, the religion of householder, what a householder should do. First they should get training, the brahmachari, as well as the girl. And then when they get married, then they properly, they are well situated. Grihesu avasthita rajan kriya kurvan yathochitaha vasudev arpana sakshat upaasita mahamuni. This is the duty or religious principle of a householder. Grihesu avasthita rajan. On his householder, he must take care of his household activities. Avasthita, be situated. Don't be fanatic to leave the wife one side and go other side, the children they are crying. No, you have to be responsible. Prabhupada said the household life is life of responsibility. Take care of wife, take care of children, take care of their need. So grihesu avasthita rajan kriya kurvan yathochitaha. We should do what is recommended according to yatha uchitaha. Don't do anuchit activities. Do uchit thing. Do the right thing. And what is the right thing to do? Vasudev arpana sakshat. Husband and wife both should have same mentality. And that mentality is offer everything to Lord Vasudev or Krishna. Manasa deha geha je kishumor arapilum tuapadi nanda kishor. Offer everything to Lord Vasudev. And how to offer? We have to have training. We have to learn. Upa asita mahamuni. Upa means near. Asita means sit down. Mahamuni means saintly person. With the association of devotees. Satsangai chanai sangha. When you have satsanga, then chana sangha, the sangha of association of husband and wife, and this world will become chin or will break by satsanga. So that is the real duty of a householder. This way, up to 50 years, one remains in household life. And thereafter, time comes for vanaprastha. So, there is 50 years is the time. And after 50 years become ek bana, ekavan. Ban mein jao abhi. Go to forest. Ekavan, bavan. So there is time to go to the forest. And this way, husband and wife, they are not attached to house or children. And, you know, they take other path. Just like about 12 o'clock day, sun is one way. And after 12 o'clock, sun becomes mild. You know. So 12 o'clock is the time. Same way, Banaprastha, Jai Sisya Gurukranna Jai. Banaprastha is time of coming down. Come down now. Now time has to become, you know, come down. So give up the attachment of the family, relative, friend, etc. That is coming down. And then visit different holy places. And hear from those saintly persons who are on those holy places. And this way, the wife also understands the purpose of the life. Husband also understands the purpose of the life. And the husband brings wife, hands over to a responsible son. And then he takes sannyas. But not all at once he takes sannyas. You know, there are four kinds of sannyasi. One is called Kutichak, other is called Bahudak, then Hansa and Paramhansa. The word sannyas means sat nyas. Sat means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and nyas means be situated, like sila nyas, sat nyas, or samnyas, properly being situated at the lotus feet of the Lord is sannyasi. So earlier, the system was there. You know, even Kutichak, they will not stay in house. They will stay outside village, and they will make a small hut. And that, and a home they may have palatial building, nice palace. But outside village, they make a small hut, 6x6 or little bigger, so they can stay. And they do Hari Bhajan there, and from the family, the children bring, you know, his prasad. So that's Kutichak. Then Baudak. I said, hey, why should I depend? Now I have given everything. Let me give up this dependence also. I mean, if you are driving a car of 100 kilometer speed, you cannot put a brake at once slowly. So system is arranged that way. Then Baudak. They give up that kuti also. They give up that hut. And they start roaming around. And for their maintenance, whatever leftover is there in marketplace, or some fruit has fallen from the tree, they get it, do madhukari, and live that way. And then comes Hansa, and then Paramhansa stage. Final stage of sannyas, the Paramhansa stage. So going to forest or Banaprastha is the life to be happy. That is the best thing one can do in life. Like Prahlad Maharaj said, Tassadhumanne asurabarjadehinam sadasamudya asatgrahaya hitvatapatam grihandhakupam banam gatoyad harimasrayeta. The purpose of Banaprastha ashram is to take shelter of the Lord. Harim asrayeta. Take shelter of the Lord. So life should be arranged in that way. So Maharaja Jati was preparing his life in that way. But same time, he has a duty towards his wife. Even in ISKCON also, we have system. If you want to take sannyas, you have to make sure your wife is well situated. Right? And then she gives a letter. I am asking from my wife to give a letter. She is not giving. What can I do? So I am not going. I am still stuck. So you cannot live like that. You have to make sure everything happens properly. Then, mentally, physically, when they feel secure, then no problem. So he is securing her by telling this she-goat or he-goat story. You know. And later on we'll hear that how thing, he revealed everything, that hey, that's a we are the person. So in this particular verse, Sukadeva Goswami talks about Tom, I mean, she realized that he is not her dharmapati. He has used me for Indriya Arama. Aram? Aram samjhte hai na? Aram ke liye. Just for sense gratification, he used me. But he has affairs with somebody else. That's not the duty of the pati. So not only the woman, but man also have to be trained up that how to be woman had to be chaste and man also had to be chaste. What is faithful. Thank you, Maharaj. He had to be faithful to his wife. He cannot betray her. He had to be faithful. So training had to be given to both. Tam durhidam suhridam rupam. I mean, indirectly, here, she's saying that you are a hypocrite. Outwardly, you are saying so nice, how you are, telling I love you, I love you. But something wrong with you. Durhida, cruel hearted you are. How can you think of any other woman? Something to say and something inside. Durhidam, shridamupam, kamine, chanasahridam. This, your love and affection is chanasahridam, temporary. Therefore, I mean, she rejected. Actually, according to a scripture, a wife should serve her husband. Even he is low class man. There are many examples are given. Just like Mandodari, she is one of the sati. She knew about Ravana. She knew about Ravana, that how is Ravana, but still she served her husband. Nowadays we cannot even talk this thing. You know, this kind of thing. But yes, there is scriptural evidence that the duty of the woman to always serve her husband. But there is also duty of the man to protect his wife. And when, like Ravana always protected Mandodari in every way. But if somebody is not protecting his wife, not doing the dharma of husband, then she should not take divorce at least. She can be separated. She should be separated, but not divorce. Divorce is not Vedic word. Divorce is an English word given by Christian. And in here say talak. Talak is a Muslim word. In Vedic scripture there is nothing like divorce or talak. It's just not. Then it exists. Prabhupada also said, if you don't like, you can be separated. You can live separately but still husband and wife. Live separately but still husband and wife. And where you live separately? Under the protection of somebody. Not on our own. I am independent. No. Under the protection. So here, the sea goat, when she understood, though this guy is a rascal, he is a hypocrite, he has been using, actually he doesn't love me, he has been using me only for his sense gratification, and same time he has an affair to somebody else. Neither he is protecting me, he is just using me. Therefore, utsrijya, utsrijya, give up. Swaminam, a her protector, shelter. So Prabhupada writes here, the Swamina means the protector, and from there he says that the woman should always be protected under childhood, under the parents, in youth under the husband, and old age under the grown-up children. So that time Devayani did not have any children. I mean, she had, but they were small children. You know, they were small children. Like Sarmista was pregnant when she came to know. Therefore she left. So her children were Jadu and Turbasu. They all were, you know, like, I mean, whoever was Puru, they all were very small. They were not, I think, yeah, Jadu was the eldest, and Turubasu was the second one, and then Sarmista had three children. Okay. So Sarmista didn't have any children, and her children were small. So there are three places for a woman to take shelter, or to be protected under: parents, husband, and grown-up children. Now children were not grown-up, husband is ditching her, so there were no other shelter but go back to her father. So here the Swaminam, what is important, this is for the protection. Swaminam dukhtaj jau, she was not very happy that she had to leave her husband. She was not very happy. All the women, they love their husband, no matter what. I mean, they can tolerate everything, but they cannot tolerate if somebody misbehave with their husband. They can misbehave with husband, no problem. Chalta hai. But nobody else can misbehave. I'll tell one small story. There was a lady, and she has a nature of fighting. So every day she used to quarrel with somebody. One day, she did not got anybody to quarrel with. So it was too much troublesome for her. How can she live without quarreling? So she was doing some homework, and she was cursing her husband so badly. He's like this, he's like this, this, this. And she was fighting with her husband, like, you know, in her, she thinking husband in mind, and she goes, oh, you are like this, you are like this. She was quarreling with her husband. So one nice gentleman was going, and he knew about her husband, that how nice man he is. Then he simply told her, Mataji, your husband is not even here, and I know he is a very nice man. Why are you abusing him? Bus. That's it. She wanted someone to, you know, quarrel with. Who are you to talk about my husband and this thing? Boom, boom, boom. She was fighting with him. She was fighting with him. How can I talk about my husband? So they can talk about their husband bad, but nobody else can talk. That's the attachment. The wife has attachment. They don't want to leave their husband. Therefore, the word has been said, dukhita. She was very unhappy. She was unhappy that her husband had betrayed her, and she was unhappy that she had to give him up. She had to utsrijya. She had to, you know, leave him and go at the shelter of her other swami. That's her father. So anyway, to summarize this verse, the woman should be protected all the time, and when they are protected, the dharma is intact. And when there is dharma intact, then society becomes happy. House become happy, society becomes happy. Because the woman can do anything. They can also make the family or break the family. If they are trained up, they can make the family. They can give, you know, nice children, nice training, and what not. Therefore, training is required. But same time, there is also training required for the man. So unfortunate that this Vedic training is not being given today. And therefore, there is chaotic situation in society today. The women are not trained up, the men are not trained up. Rather, they are trained up from childhood to remain independent. Whereas we are not independent, we are dependent every moment. Only Krishna is independent. Janmadasya tunya tarta charthi sabhigya swayat. Only He is independent. Prabhupada said that we are independent, we say independent. And when we get nature call, we look for where is bathroom, where is bathroom. What kind of independence we have? If a simple thing. We are not independent. We are dependent. Every step we are dependent. So let us be natural. If we are natural, then we will be happy. If we become unnatural, then problem starts. And natural is Jivare Sarupahoy Krishna Nityadas. Serve Krishna. Depend on Krishna. And this way, we all will be happy. Jiv Krishna Das, Evishwas, Karlito Ar Dukkhanai. If we understand this simple fact that living entity is the servant of Krishna, Jiv Krishna Das, Evishwas. If we have, we don't have much, you know, we may have some faith, but not firm faith. Shraddha and Vishwas. Jiv Krishna Das, E Vishwas. Shraddha is okay, I am servant of Krishna, you only Shraddha. But when the test comes and we pass the test, that is called Vishwas. So when we have Vishwas, then there is no question of any misery. So whether man or woman, everyone is living in detail. If we understand our constitutional position and serve Krishna and depend on Krishna, then Krishna will protect us from all the side. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.